And standing there as big as life, and smiling with his eyes, says Joe, what they can never kill, went on to organize, went on to organize.
In 1945, Paul Robeson, an African-American musician and actor, was an advocate of peace and racial equality, and a promoter of social justice. His pro-union and all-inclusive politics became less acceptable to the powers that be when an employer backlash against the labor movement was supported in Congress, which limited unions' organizational abilities and banned certain political viewpoints from union leadership positions.
It's there you find your hill. It's there you find your hill.
On May 18th, 1952, in defiance of the authorities who refused to allow him to cross the border, Paul Robeson stood on the back of a flatbed truck on the U.S.-Canadian frontier and sang songs of justice misused in solidarity with 40,000 people gathered from both sides of the border at Peace Arch Park between the town of Blaine in Washington State and Vancouver, British Columbia. On that day, in 1952, Paul Robeson sang the old Union song about the martyr Joe Hill, and told the convention that his government was keeping him confined under, quote, a sort of domestic house arrest, unquote. The issues dear to Paul Robeson, social justice, freedom, civil and human rights, are just as pertinent now as they were then.
Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he.
On March 30th, 2009, British Member of Parliament George Galloway is scheduled to speak in Toronto, Ontario. His presentation is entitled Resisting War, From Gaza to Kandahar. It is a presentation that Mr. Galloway will also be making in Montreal on April 1st and is scheduled to be delivered in two other Canadian cities as well. Unfortunately, for the sake of Canadians and the right to free speech everywhere, the current government of Canada is showing the global community that it has not progressed to a level of acceptance of various viewpoints any more than those McCarthy-era censors who attempted to silence Paul Robeson in 1952. The censorship committee in this current case is comprised of the Minister of Immigration, Multiculturalism and Integration, Jason Kenney, in accordance with the Canadian Border Services Agency and supported by the Conservative government. This censorship committee has taken upon itself the unprecedented action of banning a sitting member of the British Parliament from entering into Canada based solely on differences in political ideology and political alliances. The saddest part of this episode for Canadians and Canada's global reputation is the remarkably little concrete opposition from the supposedly independent thinkers who are our elected representatives in Canadian Parliament. This virtual compliance by the Liberals and other opposition parties in Ottawa with the unilateral judgment of the government regarding what Canadians do and don't have a right to listen to threatens to have more of a long-term effect on Canada's global reputation well after the Conservatives are long done and gone. George Galloway, much in the same manner as Paul Robeson in 1952, will not be silenced, and will be giving his presentation through audio simulcast from a location on the Canadian-U.S. border. The only result of the censorship committee's efforts will be to expose what those who they represent really stand for, and the whole world that is watching will be theirs and Canada's judge.
Strike and organize. It's there you find.
This is Tarek Giroux-Burkhan reporting from Montreal.
It's there you find your hill. I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, sir.